The megacity was alive with the gentle hum of evening lights and distant horse laugh discovering from cafes. Amidst the soft gleam, Mira sat at a small domain bench, clinging a letter she had written, but no way dared to shoot. She glanced up at the stars, her heart pounding with the secret she had harbored for times. Since Nonage, Mira had respected Arjun from hence. He was her stylish friend, her confidant, the one person who made her world lustrously with just a smile. But while her passions for him had bloomed into commodity deeper and more intimate, she had no way dared to speak them audibly. Every day, she watched him, laughed with him, and wished quietly that he could see her the way she saw him, not just as a friend, but as someone she wanted to hold close ever. Arjun was unconscious to Myra's secret. He was the life of every gathering. Fascinating and debonair, his horse laugh contagious. To others, he was just the sportful boy coming door. But Mira knew the layers beneath, the kindness, the quiet strength, and the retired dreams he no way spoke of. Tonight was different. Mira had decided it was time to risk everything. She had poured her heart onto paper, words flowing from a place she had no way dared to explore out loud. The letter was a concession, a vulnerable admission of love she had held in her heart for times. As she reached into her bag to pull the letter out again, a familiar voice called from before. "Mira, are you then?" She said. Arjun's voice was soft, curious. Turning sluggishly, she met his aspect. His eyes were warm and open, ignorant of the storm brewing inside her. "Hey," she managed, her voice slightly above a tail. He smiled, and the simple gesture made her heart skip. "Want to walk with me?" he asked. She jounced, slipping the letter back into her bag. Tonight, she decided, would be the night she eventually told him, or at least tried. They walked side by side through the winding paths of the domain. The cool breath played with her hair as they talked about everything and nothing, their dreams, their worries, the future. Arjun stopped near a blooming jasmine backcountry and looked at her courteously. "Mira, you've been quiet tonight. Is commodity on your mind?" Her heart pounded louder. The moment had come. I have to tell you commodity," she said, her voice pulsing. "Commodity I've kept outside for a long time." He looked at her, staying patiently. "I love you, Arjun, intimately, further than just a friend." The silence that followed felt endless. Arjun's eyes widened, surprise fluttering across his face. "Mira, I had no idea," he said gently. Her casket tensed, stewing rejection. "But I'm glad you told me," he continued. "Because verity is, I've been feeling the same way." Her heart soared. "Really?" He jounced, a shy smile spreading across his face. "I didn't know how to say it moreover." The night sounded to hold its breath as they stood together, eventually participating a verity that had been kept in the murk for too long. The night air wrapped around them like a soft grasp as Mira and Arjun stood beneath the jasmine backcountry. The scent of the flowers mingled with the unforeseen fluttering excitement in Myra's casket. For so long, her passions had been locked down, and now they were out in the open, fragile but alive. Arjun broke the silence first, his voice a little doubtful but warm. "I no way wanted to lose what we've, our fellowship. I was hysterical to say anything because I didn't want effects to get complicated." Mira jounced, understanding. "I felt the same way. I was spooked that if I told you, everything would change, perhaps indeed break." He smiled gently. "But perhaps effects have to change a little to grow." They began walking again, side by side but ever closer, their hands nearly brushing. Myra's heart swiped as she hoped he'd take her hand, but he dithered. "Do you want to walk me home?" Arjun asked still. "Yes," she replied, slightly suitable to breathe. The path to her house was lined with fluttering road lights, casting golden pools of light. They talked more, their voices lower, filled with a new kind of stopgap and wonder. Mira realized that the times of silence and craving were eventually giving way to commodity real. At her doorstep, Arjun stopped and looked at her, his eyes shining with unease. "Mira, this is just the morning. I want to know everything about you. The dreams you hide, the fears you bury, the little effects that make you smile." She smiled, feeling a warmth she had no way felt before. I want that too. They stood there, neither moving, until eventually Arjun gently took her hand in his. The simple touch transferred sparks through her modes. Can I kiss you? He rumored. Myra's breath caught in her throat. Yes. Their lips met vocally, tenderly, a pledge and a mourning. The world around them sounded a break. Holding its breath as two hearts that had intimately loved for so long eventually said of each other. The days that followed were like a dream. Their fellowship bloomed into a delicate love filled with stolen ganders, shy grins, and rumored exchanges. They spent hours discovering each other, participating stories and dreams that had formerly been hidden behind the walls of fellowship. But indeed, as their love grew, Myra felt a shadow of mistrustfulness creeping in. Could they truly make this work? Would their times of being just musketeers make it hard to be suckers? What if this was just a beautiful moment that would fade? One autumn, while sitting at their favorite cafe, Arjun noticed her distant aspect. Hey, what's on your mind? He asked, reaching across the table to hold her hand. Myra dithered, also spoke her fears audibly. I'm spooked. What if we're better as musketeers? What if love changes effects too important? Arjun squeezed her hand reassuringly. I would ent lie. It'll be different. But different doesn't have to be bad. I want to try Myra. For us. She looked into his eyes and saw the sincerity there. Sluggishly, the fear began to melt down, replaced by stopgap. They leaned across the table and kissed again, this time with further confidence, ready to face whatever came next together. The weeks passed like a tender air, each day weaving Myra and Arjun's lives closer together. Their secret love bloomed into a beautiful reality, no longer hidden in silence but spoken audibly in every regard, every touch, every rumored, I love you. Yet love, as gentle as it was, came with its own challenges. One evening, as Myra prepared for a family gathering, she felt a familiar knot of anxiety strain in her casket. Her parents had always seen Arjun as just her stylish friend. What would they say when they learned the verity? Would they accept their love? Arjun noticed her vacillation as he walked her to the event. Whatever happens, I'm with you, he said vocally, holding her hand like a lifeline. The regale was filled with polite discussion and warm grins, but Myra could feel the weight of implied questions. When her parent eventually pulled Arjun away to talk, Myra's heart pounded with fear. Latterly, Arjun returned, his expression undecipherable. How did it go? Myra asked nervously. He smiled, his eyes shining with commodity new pride. They surprised me. They were bothered at first, but they could see how happy you make me. I suppose they're starting to accept us. Relief washed over her, and she leaned into him, thankful beyond words. Love was imperfect, but it was theirs. In the months that followed, Myra and Arjun faced dubieties and fears, but they always returned to the foundation of their fellowship. Trust, understanding, and a love that had still grown for times. One stormy autumn, as they sat under a participating marquee, Arjun pulled a small box from his fund. Myra, he said, voice pulsing with emotion, you've been my secret, my heart, my everything. Will you marry me? Gashes filled Myra's eyes as she jounced, the times of secret love eventually blowing into a pledge of ever. They kissed beneath the rain, their hearts no longer secret, but bravely and beautifully entwined.